I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Some breaking news this afternoon. Bronson Zeri, he will return from his suspension with the Canterbury Bulldogs. So he will be there in 2024, and I believe the contract is until 2025. So a two-year deal for Bronson Zeri heading to the Canterbury Bulldogs. Not a huge shock there with him joining Canterbury. Obviously best mates with Kyle Flanagan. They've been best mates for a very long time coming through the grades at the Cronulla Sharks. So him going to the Canterbury Bulldogs doesn't overly shock me, to be perfectly honest with you guys. Obviously, I think Canterbury would have got him on a little bit of a reduced deal coming back from suspension and whatnot. I think it'd be a lot about having him with Kyle there as well. Hopefully, a good sign for Flano as the halfback for the Canterbury Bulldogs that maybe he can extend his stay there in the future. And I really do think, I've said it a number of times, I know everyone wants Kyle Flanagan, you know, kicked out of the club, sacked, all this sort of bullshit. In order for you to have gun players in the rest of your team like you do, and in order for you to have the left edge you're going to have here, you need to give a little somewhere. And I do think that Kyle is the guy that money-wise you can give a little bit, not spend as much, still get a decent seven, not a superstar seven, don't get me wrong, but I still think you can be successful in this league with a really good team built around just a good seven. And that's what Flano is. He's not a bad seven. He's not as shit as a lot of you try and act and whatnot. So I really like the way that Canterbury are building this side. Now, Bronson Zeri, I think it's a fantastic signing. He's obviously served his suspension for his drug ban and whatnot. He's done his time, do the crime, do the time. Bronson will be available to play in 2024, so in a year's time. So we've got one more season to go, then he will be joining the Canterbury Bulldogs. And for me, I really like this signing. I've been lucky enough to watch Bronson train a couple of times during this period. He has got a little bit bigger, there is no doubt about that, but I really don't think he's lost that much pace, to be honest with you. I think he's going to be much better for what has happened to him. I think he will make a good return to the NRL, and if I was a Canterbury Bulldogs fan, I'd be very, very excited about this. Now, where will he play? I think it's interesting. Obviously, when he was at the Cronulla Sharks, he always played on the right edge at right centre. But if you go back and watch Bronson's old tapes, one thing I used to always notice about him was that he's actually a left-hand carry. Now, when you're a left-hand carry, you tend to play on the left side so that you can palm the man on your inside. Bronson, he used to have to palm across his body when he was playing on the right edge. Now, when he was playing on the right, Kyle Flanagan would quite often play on the right too in the few games they played together. So there is the option for Canterbury to play him at right centre. For me, though, as a left-hand carry, I would like to see him on that left edge. And personally, I think that that could be the best left edge in rugby league, full stop. If they manage to pair up Matt Burton, Viliame Kikau, Bronson Zeri, and Josh Addo-Carr, fuck me, give it away. The fight is over. I mean, if you were to line up the fastest guys in rugby league in 2024, I personally think between Josh Addo-Carr and Bronson Zeri, you would have two of the top five. quickest players in rugby league on that edge. Chuck in Viliami Kikau, one of the strongest guys, one of the most skillful guys, and then Matty Burton, who can just do it all. I think him playing on the left edge would be sensational for Canterbury. He has played right centre before, yeah, so it would be a challenge for him. But it's one thing I've always noticed with him, a left-hand carry. For me, if you're a left-hand carry, I want you playing at left centre. So he can play on either edge, and he will be fantastic. You could chuck him on the wing if you needed to, but I'm pretty sure Bronson Zeri will come back as a strike centre, and I'd be happy to have a little wager on him playing left centre, despite him always being a right centre at the Cronulla Sharks. So a really, really good get there. I think this is a sensational grab for...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Canterbury Bulldogs. And, you know, the more I think about it, maybe he was playing... I'm trying to think where Josh Morris was playing, which edge he was playing on back when he was at the Cronulla Sharks. Maybe he has been a left centre and he just had to fill in at right centre. I'm not too sure. But you go back and watch his highlights from his time at the Cronulla Sharks. A lot of it is spent on the right side of the field. I would be moving him over to the edge, as I said, left-hand carry. That's where I would like to have him. And I genuinely do think that that edge could be one of the best in rugby league. Credit to Phil Gould. I thought it was a bit strange a couple of weeks ago when Canterbury let go of Aaron Schopp. Just didn't quite make sense to me. I know they've got other centres there and whatnot, but to be able to let go of a guy like Aaron Schopp just seemed a little bit strange. So it does make a little bit more sense now. Obviously, that left centre spot, it is going to be vacant for another year. So Bronson, he's obviously giving someone else an opportunity to really grab that jersey and make it their own. Your Paul Alamotis, your Skeltons, your Braden Burns, all these sort of guys that will be competing for that jersey this year. And as much as I'm a huge Alamotti fan, I think Skelton's got all the ability in the world. I definitely think that jersey, there is still going to be a couple of question marks around it next season. I think there will be a few guys that will shift in that spot throughout the year. They'll try a few different guys. Maybe they'll strike gold there. And if they do, it means you can play Bronson on the right-hand side. But I genuinely think that come 2024, I think he's going to be a serious threat to play left centre for the Canterbury Bulldogs. Can play right, as we said, has played a lot of right. So either way, I think it's a great signing. And I do think that Bronson will be able to rebuild his career after this. I know there are people that will not forgive him for what occurred. I mean, rugby league, we've given plenty of second chances in the past. I'm more than happy to welcome Bronson back into our game. The few things that I've had to do with Bronson, he has been fantastic. I've seen him at junior games of football. I've seen him spend time with juniors after games, shaking hands, autographs, always very approachable, always a fantastic guy around the junior players and everything, always has time for everyone. The couple of times I've asked him to do things for me on the podcast, obviously during his ban, he sort of kept to himself and he was very honest during that period whenever I spoke to him, just saying, look, I'm just focused on me, etc., which I back 100%. But before that, I remember I sent out a DM to a heap of players about just doing a little video for me saying, follow, you know, Supercoach Guru back in the day. Bronson was very young at that stage and he got on board straight away for me and filmed it for me. So, look, a guy that everything I've had to do with him has been fantastic. His record is obviously tarnished a little bit by what has occurred, but second chances, we give them all the time in rugby league. I will be giving Bronson a second chance 100%. He knows that he's fucked up, made a mistake. He's done his time and he's going to come back and join the NRL, which I think is super exciting. So a great signing for Canterbury. I still think he can be an absolute superstar. I can still see him playing rep football and being very, very successful throughout his career, despite spending 4 years out. I think when he returns, Bronson, he's only going to be 24 years of age. So he's not going to be the first guy to make a really poor mistake, early in his career, and I think he will bounce back from it. So I'm excited to see Bronson Zeri back. I know some of you will hold it all against him, and that's up to you, so be it. But I would hope that we would all be in a position where we would give Bronson another chance and understand that young people make stupid mistakes. He has definitely made a dumb one here. He's paid a huge, huge price for it financially, career-wise, everything. But he's, you know, he got given a punishment. He has sat out that time. He's done all the right things, ticked all the right boxes. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him back in the NRL. And I guarantee you, he'll be one of those guys that will come on the podcast because that's the sort of fella that Bronson is. So hopefully he's another guy that can turn this narrative around, turn it into a positive, and hopefully he can sort of take his experiences and use it for a positive to teach others about the mistakes he made and where they can go wrong. Because I think you would all be surprised how easy it is for these guys to fall into these sort of traps and whatnot. It's a really interesting topic that I hope Bronson does use as a positive in the future to tell his story and to teach a lesson to others. But sign with the Canterbury Bulldogs for 2024-2025. Congratulations to Phil Gould and Cameron Seraldo. I think this is a really, really good get, and I think he's in for a big future still, Bronson Zeri.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.